radio show brought to you by womenaboutbiz.net, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, ladies, hello. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this beautiful day. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a huge success. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for joining me today. Of course, as you know, our theme this month is Routines for Success. Ladies, let's remember that consistency and routines in your daily business operations will help to set the foundation for your productivity. Now, all this month, I've been going over different routines that really work. And so today, as this is the last Monday of the month, I want to go over routines of action because, believe it or not, there is a consistency in the way that you take action. So I want to share with you some ways that you can take action on your dreams and goals in a specific way that I believe will help you. Now, some of these things you may have heard before, but I'm going to give you these seven things later on in the show today. So I know that you are going to, you know, if put in place, you're going to get results. Literally. So again, we'll be talking about that in just a little while. And of course, five questions of business leadership. That is just so very, very important. Again, five questions of business leadership. And again, don't forget to get your copy of Atomic Habits by James Clear. Such an incredible book. That is just chock full of information on how to eliminate the habits that really are not doing anything for you and how to embrace new habits and how to the easiest route to building new habits in your life. So that's a really good book. And again, I want to encourage you to go ahead and get your personal copy of Atomic Habits by James Clear. And again, I'm going to be giving you more holiday strategy tips. Yep, we are definitely into the holiday system full blown. The stores have really been marketing since mid-September, and now they have all of the Christmas stuff up. They are not waiting. I remember that it used to be that, you know, it was basically you would start seeing things up for Christmas around 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. You would start seeing some things up. But you would really see more fall decoration and things for Thanksgiving. Oh, they've just gone all over that, and everything is up for Christmas already. I mean, really. The stores are not playing this year. But there are a few challenges that we have going on over in the U.S. This year for the holiday system, and that is we're having issues with shipping. We're having issues with finding good employees to stay on the job. There's so many things like that happening. And so my prayers go out to all retailers for the holiday season, because there may definitely be some challenges, because as you know, when consumers don't get what they order, there's hell to pay, right? And so those customer service lines will be a buzzing up a storm. But a lot of your big retailers, Walmart, Amazon, a lot of your big retailers are talking about the challenge with shipping and some of the expectations and things that may occur. So if you are one of those people that are always late in getting your holiday gifts, word to the wise, you may want to go ahead and start holiday shopping and ordering things now, because trust me, the stores, the shelves on the stores are really not that full. And so it's really an indication that there is some shipping issues going on with the freight and customs and all of those different things. And so again, this is the time now. Don't stress yourself out. Now is the time to really start doing a little bit of holiday shopping for sure. I am excited today because I have really been working hard on my strategic plan. This past weekend, I cut my phone off. I stayed for about 6 hours straight just working on my strategic plan. And so I want to first just go ahead and encourage you that if you have not already, start creating a strategy that you want to work on for the rest of this year leading into 2022, that now is the time for you to go ahead and do that, because it's just extremely important that you do that, right? Why? There are three main reasons why you need to do a strategy. Number one, proactivity is very important when it comes to being the CEO of your business, when it comes to having a successful business. And it's important for you not to react to everything, but to really be proactive in having things ready to roll out. And as you know, people are ready to create their goals. They're ready to buy. They're ready to do things. This is a conditioning. This is a ritual that we practice in our country. And so as a result, people are more receptive. They're more open. So if your marketing for the holidays, if your marketing for January, February is not already in the works and you're planning it, then what happens is that you will be terribly behind. And you don't want to be behind when it comes to marketing your business. And so I want to encourage you right now to go ahead and open your calendar and schedule a day that you are going to spend some time with planning your business out, looking at the strategy you're going to have for your holiday season, and then also looking at the strategies that you're going to have for at least January and February of 2022. Now, you guys know I'm about doing things right. I'm about proactivity. And so if at all possible, I would suggest that you really just block off a certain number of hours every day for like the next 2 weeks before the busyness of the holidays gets here. And you go ahead and you literally start doing your strategic planning. And now why is that? Because oftentimes, you know, if you've got family coming for the holidays, if you're the main one doing a lot of the things, all of that gets caught up in some of the priorities for the business. And so you don't want that to happen. So ladies, I am encouraging you to be proactive about this. There's still time to be proactive. Now, we are really in the midst of the holiday season, believe it or not. We really are. However, I believe that if you get serious this week and look at what you want to do for the holidays and with your business and promoting it, that you really can be very effective and come up with something. So again, I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to give you a few more tips and things that you can do to promote your business for the holiday season. At this time, I want to go ahead and go right into the 5 questions of business leadership, okay? These questions, of course, are going to be read each Monday all the way until the end of the last Monday of this year, right? Then starting in 2022, I'll have a whole nother set of questions. So make sure you write these down, and you can ask them of yourself as often as you need to. They were designed to help you hone in on your skills as a leader, as the CEO of your business. Starting with question number 1, have I prepared my mindset for greatness? Again, have I prepared my mindset for greatness? And you know, you just ask yourself things such as, what beliefs and habits do I need to support my vision and goals? What about my morning personal development? You know, are there certain goals that I'm trying to accomplish in my business that require me to really strengthen certain skills? If so, what are they and how can I quickly do that? And then, of course, you need to tap into your own personal power by creating your own customized affirmations that are personal to you. Here's number 2. Are my beliefs in alignment with my vision and my goals? That's right. You know, we all have all different types of beliefs, and many of us don't even know where some of the beliefs and thought paths even come from. But here's what I want you to know and understand. In order for you to be successful, to accomplish your dreams and goals, you are responsible for making sure that you put yourself in check about the beliefs necessary to move forward on your dreams and your goals, okay? So you have to make sure that there are no beliefs that are actually not based on anything. They're false. They shouldn't even be on your thought path. You have to make sure that you haven't bought into something that is not going to enhance your life but take away from what you are trying to do. And my sisters, believe me, it has happened to me a few times. When you are trying your very best to move forward and things don't always work smoothly when you're trying to move forward. As a matter of fact, you're going to have those ups and downs, right? You're going to be going up those hills sometime. However, if there are beliefs and thought paths within you that are of a negative nature, oh, let me tell you, they will come out in full force and literally just wreak havoc with your mindset and have you disbelieving and sabotaging and not wanting to do very much. And I'm telling you, this is a very serious issue with a lot of women. And I have talked to literally hundreds of women over these last few years that are dealing with something similar. So this is why this question was even put in here, because you have to make sure, again, that your beliefs are in alignment with your vision and your goals. So one easy way to do that, of course, is, you know, you have to get in your quiet space and you have to ask yourself, do I really have beliefs that are working against me? Well, it's possible. When it comes to business, you want to ask yourself, what do I believe about money? And do I believe that I can be a six-figure plus earner? You know, do I believe I can be a millionaire? Am I just believing that for other people, but it's not really for me? What am I believing about money? Do I believe I have the capacity to be a successful leader in my business? Or are there things of my past that I have failed in that has caused me to disbelieve that and I need to go clear that up? So you need to start asking yourself questions. And if you're already into accomplishing a goal in your business and for whatever reason you can't seem to get it done, then you need to really go back in your quiet space and get back to the drawing board and start digging deep and beneath the surface to find out what's going on with me. And then here's number three. What do I want to accomplish by this Friday? Again, this is an important question because there is so much time that is wasted every single day for us as businesswomen. We can allow things to occur and put ourselves in certain mental environments. We can put ourselves in the wrong space, you know, and we can put ourselves in the wrong physical environment. So as a result, Friday would get here and we haven't even did anything. So it's important, and I always recommend this, that every Sunday evening that you schedule just a little bit of quiet time, even if it's 30 minutes, even before you go to bed, because it will then embed in your subconscious mind quickly, to look at your calendar. And what you're looking at, first of all, is you're establishing the goal or goals with an S that you're wanting to accomplish by Friday, and then what you're taking a look at in your calendar is, do you have actual activities scheduled out that are supporting the very things that you want to have accomplished by that Friday? Now, in working with a lot of businesswomen, what I find out all too often is whenever I have my clients go to their calendar and look at their calendar and then look at their goals, there's a mismatch there. And then they realize and have a big aha moment about why they didn't accomplish goals in the past, the last Friday and the Friday before that. Let me tell you something. Ladies, when you're wanting to do something, the whole problem with failing to do it has a lot to do with your environment, your mental environment, and the environment that you lay out for yourself, right? And so it's key. It's very, very key that you go ahead and you first make sure that you have laid out the right environment for yourself, both mentally and physically, in order to accomplish your goals. And for most business owners, the right environment starts right there in your planning calendar, where you are controlling your time and looking at the blocks of time and what should be done, right? Now, there are three important things that must be included within, you know, your planning as you're looking at getting things accomplished by Friday. And those three things are marketing, sales, and new business leads. Those are the three things that let you know that you are moving forward in your business and that things are happening. And without them, it's very difficult for a business to even run because these are the things that bring along new people who are interested in what you have and individuals that you can do sales presentations with or sell your products to, which will then lead into cash dollars going into your accounts, right? And so these three things are very key when it comes to having a business and being able to measure whether or not you're being successful with your business endeavors. Here's number four. How can I be an asset to my business? This is one of those questions where you have to slow yourself down enough to hear what the question is saying, right? Think about it. Are you currently being an asset to your business or are you harming your business? And this is one of those things where brutal honesty is required. Ask yourself this, am I being an ambassador? Am I spreading the good news constantly and consistently about my business? Am I trying to get on radio shows to talk about my business? Am I trying to put myself in environments when I will have the opportunity to speak before groups or connect with individuals one-on-one? Am I seeking out new collaborations? And am I leading a power team? Because sisters, trust me, you really do need to have a power team of individuals when you are planning to be successful in business. So this is very key. And then five, am I investing in myself and my business? Again, am I investing in myself and my business? Now, there are three core areas that I definitely want you to consider investing in yourself in. And those core areas include health and wellness, because without our health, without being well, they're just, you're not going to enjoy your business because you won't even have the energy to try to grow it, right? And then marketing and advertising. You need to have a budget when marketing and advertising. There's hands down, no such thing as just doing all organic marketing anymore, right? Organic marketing is when you're not paying for it, but you are pushing information out there to the general public, usually by way of social media and other ways, right? But that's a way that does work, but it's a slower way. But if you're looking to get bigger results, faster results, then you've got to learn and consult with someone who can help you with advertising over the internet and looking at the best, how to have the best bang for the buck. How can I make the best of the amount of money that I can set aside for monthly advertising, okay? And then last but not least is investors in personal development and coaching. So whether that's courses, whether that's a one-on-one coaching, whether that's a group coaching program, it's important for you to invest in all of these areas that I have just mentioned. So there you have it, ladies, five questions of business leadership. Ask them of yourself as often as you need to. Ladies, I want to again just thank all of you for joining me today. You didn't have to. And so I'm always appreciative and I am always so very, very grateful for those of you, our long-term listeners and our new listeners who have joined me on the show today. Now, for those of you that are new, I just want you to know who we are. Successful Woman Radio is all about providing you, the businesswoman, with a positive environment where you can be motivated, encouraged, and inspired to create a successful life, generating the income that you desire. So mark your calendar for every single Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Regardless of it being a holiday, it doesn't matter. We will be there every Monday at 12 noon and provide you with information that you will be able to put to use right away every day. So again, make sure you share Successful Woman Radio with others. And as a matter of fact, as we talk about daily routines for success today, make sure you go ahead and flash over on another line and say, girl, get on Successful Woman Radio with Coach Trina. She is sharing information about daily routines that really help you to be more successful. For those of you with a pen in hand, the show dial-in number is 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. Sharing the show with someone else that you know, maybe that you're close to, a family, a friend, or someone that you know could use a positive environment, is a way to bless the lives of other women. And that's how we built the show over the years. And so I don't take it for granted. I just am appreciative and feel so blessed to have you here with me today. I want to also just make a couple of announcements for those of you that are on our dial list, meaning you receive a Successful Woman Radio announcement. I just wanted to let you guys know that we are moving over to a new text platform. Again, we're moving over to a new text platform. And I want to call out the phone number that the text will be coming from, just to let you know. I don't want to alarm anybody, but you know, it's just important because sometimes you receive things via text and you're saying, now, who is this texting me? So I want to give you a text number. It's actually a working number for my text that you will be receiving information from me about Women About Biz and from Successful Woman Radio. So the phone number that you'll be getting text from is area code 470-287-8080. So again, write that number down and put it in your phone address book, so that when it comes across, you'll automatically know that it's Successful Woman Radio or Women About Biz. So again, the texting number that I will be using to send you short announcements every Monday for the radio show is 470-287-8080. Again, 470-287-8080. This is just our text number, but it is going to be our permanent number that we are using to send out text for both Successful Woman Radio and Women About Biz. So either way, you can put it under Women About Biz, or you can put it under Successful Woman Radio in your phone address book. But I am asking that you put it there so that when you receive the text, you automatically know. And by the way, you can also now reply back, because it is a working text number, so you can automatically reply back. And of course, we're going to be using this number also in 2022 for our prizes, and we may try it out the end of this year as well. So I'm so excited as we look at ways to improve communications with you and everything. We are moving and transitioning over to better platforms, right? And of course, I am against spamming and sending out unnecessary text messages all of the time. So again, you guys know that mostly I just send something out short and quick 30 minutes before the show. And if you are interested in not receiving a light reminder via text, then go ahead and text me at 470-287-8080, and I will automatically add you to the Successful Woman Radio reminder list. Okay, again, text me to 470-287-8080, and I'll go ahead and add you to the list. Make sure you put your first and last name when you send me the text, so I'll know who it is as well. I want to go ahead right now and just talk about some things for the holiday, things you need to know and understand about the holiday season, and how you can get started, the best entry point to get started for the holiday season. So the first thing that you need to do is to carve out some quiet time where you're going to be able to sit down in front of a Google Docs worksheet, or whether you're going to take out a piece of paper and write on it. You know, carve out that quiet time. So that's the first thing that you do. The second thing that you need to do that I think is going to be very key is you need to automatically know what your flagship product is going to be. Again, you need to know what your flagship product is going to be. Here's why. Because there's a lot of products. Don't get me wrong. There's probably a lot of things that you want to push and market over the holiday season, but you can't confuse people and then also cause people to have to choose. And then they get more confused about what, you know, am I really interested in what this person has? So what you really want to do is you want to select what I call your star product or service, okay? And again, this is not saying that you don't have multiple products that you want to try to push out, but really it's a good thing to always have that star flagship product or service that you're going to be pushing during the holiday season. Now, the next thing that you want to do is you want to make sure that you have a short and concise description of that product or service, and you want to make sure that you have some really good digital images. If it's a product, make sure that you take some really good digital images of it. If it's a service, work with a graphic designer to create some images that represent the service that you will be offering, okay? The key here is to make sure you have attractive images to put before a target audience. And so you want to just stay away from providing just the features because, you know, the features are one thing, but you really want to talk about and point out the benefit of having this product or service. How will it help, beautify, relieve, or even enhance an individual if they should purchase it from you, right? Now, once you've done those things, you have your description, you have some attractive images that you're going to be using, now it's time for you to plan out your marketing campaign, okay? So while there's going to be a need and a rush probably or a feeling to want to market everywhere, I don't recommend that, okay? So there's two things I need you to understand when you're talking about preparing your campaign and marketing during the holiday season. First of all, remember that 80% of your sales, it really could come from 20% of your current customers or clients, right? Because they know you and have already established a relationship with you. So that means that loyalty and following are very key here, right? So the first group of individuals that you really want to market your products and your services to for the holidays is your current client or customer. So that's one thing. So you need to prepare a marketing campaign of how often you want to send out the information. You even may want to do like a big launch and start saying, hey, I'm going to have a holiday launch coming up on such and such date. You're invited. Please RSVP so that you know who's going to be a part of it. And then you'll be given, you might want to give out prizes. And I'm talking about just your current customers and clients. You might want to give out prizes and then debut the flagship or star product that or service that you are going to be offering and the deep discount. Now, in talking about discount, it's important for you to really know and understand that the days of 5% or 10% are over unless your product is over $100 or more. Right? If your product is not $100 or more, then that's when you want to start thinking about giving deeper discounts, such as 20 to 25% or even 30%. Now, of course, before you make a final decision on that, you always have to do a cash flow and know how much did it cost me wholesale or, you know, what it really caused me to go in the hole from a product perspective. If you're a service perspective, you have to look at who am I paying that actually performs the service. If it's you, and it's not costing you anything to perform the service except for your hourly charges, then you have really a lot of leeway with that discount. But if you have employees that are providing the services, then you have to look and see if you can give that percentage, okay? But again, sometimes that 5 or 10% just sounds kind of cheesy, right? And it's not enough to really get people excited about your product or your service. And so you want to take a look at that. So if your product or service is under $100, you really, really want to take a look at. Also, don't forget that you can create a really incredible holiday referral campaign just to reward your customers or clients that have referred to you in the past or that are willing to refer others to your holiday special that you have. Maybe it's something that you can also pull aside to actually give them, okay? Now, ladies, I want to remind you, don't forget to use the power of video. Now, whether you have a product or a service, it doesn't matter. You can do Facebook Lives, YouTube Lives, LinkedIn Lives. You can do a lot of video, quick 2 to 3 minute spurts that can actually help you a lot with spreading the word about what it is that you have to offer. But I really think that you can't just do something plain. You gotta let people know it's the holiday season. Put on your holiday colors, you know, get cute and funny, childlike, you know, do something that's fun, that people can really pay attention to and get into, right? And of course, for those of you who have products, you can do a full-fledged kind of your own version of QVC using video as well. So again, these are just some of the things that you can do to really get yourself noticed out there and to push the flagship product for your or service for yourself. So again, that's important. Now, I want to remind you of this as well. It's important for you to ahead of time schedule all of the texts and emails that you are going to be sending out. And if you're planning to participate and send out stuff for Black Friday, then, you know, here's the thing. Remember that most people are definitely even with COVID still around, there's a lot of people that's going to be out shopping. And so what I would suggest that you do is that instead of trying to reach out to these people for Black Friday, I would suggest that you have pre-Black Friday sales, because I think that would get a lot of people to pay attention to what it is that you have to offer, pre-Black Friday sales. And then if you are going to be marketing on Black Friday, sale is only going to be going on Black Friday. For example, maybe you were getting 15 to 20% off, but on Black Friday, you're giving 30 to 50% off, but it's going to expire on Black Friday. I would have a pre-Black Friday sale announcing that, and then on Black Friday, maybe use the power of text messages, right? Use the power of text messages to send out, you know, maybe three reminders scattered out throughout the day via text that, hey, this special is going to be ending. You know, we're on a countdown. It's going to be ending soon, where you can get 30% or 50% or whatever the percentage may be. And that would be the best way. Now, don't forget that then right after Black Friday happens, Cyber Monday will start the Monday following Black Friday, right? And so then you need to go ahead and prepare for how you're going to take advantage of Cyber Monday. Now, for those of you who are coaches or you provide services or you've been planning on a course, this is a great time to debut a course that you have, because it gets served over the internet as a digital product, right? And so you can participate in Cyber Monday in this way and put your course, give 50% off of your course for Cyber Monday, and you can have it going on for a specific length of time. But proactivity is the word of the day here when it comes to holiday marketing, because you have to start doing things ahead of time. I really want to remind all of you for that. You have to start doing things ahead of time. And so again, there you have it. You have some excellent ways that you will be able to participate in the holiday marketing campaign this season and really push your information out there. But it does require you to sit down and start thinking about it, okay? Now, I do have a quick example just to share with you, and this example can be read about from the article that I wrote called 5 Ways to Market Your Business During the Holidays. But for example, if your star product is a homemade from scratch sour cream pound cake, The beginning of your funnel, the marketing step that you would take is that when someone clicks to receive a link for 25% off coupon, if they order before Thanksgiving, then there are certain things that you're going to do. So the next thing that happens is that they receive an autoresponder email with the 25% code to go ahead and order online with the link to the order form. If they order, then they're going to be added to what you have as a general customer list where they will be sent emails on products for the holiday season and other great holiday recipes, right? If they don't order, they will receive up to 7 more emails leading up to the last day you can ship before Thanksgiving with enticing offers that will compel them to order. So now that the funnel concept has been created, for example, it would be time to pull together your images, create your email templates for the holidays, write the actual email copy, shorten your copy for texting, and decide if you want to also use paid advertisement like Facebook ads or Google AdWords. Now, and again, this is an example of how you can push your product out there, but it's just as good of an example even if you have a service business. And again, I'm encouraging you to use the power of video. So if you're still too shy to get in front of video, you got to get creative and work with someone who's not shy maybe to get in on video for you and promote your service or your product. You can read all about it, 5 ways to market your business during the holidays, by simply visiting Women About Biz and then clicking on blog. And there you have the article right there in our blog category for you to read. Print it off if you need to and get started with planning your holiday campaign for this year. I want to go ahead, ladies, and go right into some ways to take action on your dreams and your goals. All this month, of course, we have been talking about routines for success. I've given you some great information and some steps on different routines that you can take. But have you ever thought about the fact that even taking action in and of itself is a routine? Well, guess what? It really is. And so what I want to do is I want to give you the routine of success itself. I want to say that as a businesswoman, there are specific steps that you should be taking as a CEO, as a leader, to really, you know, push your business to the next level. So I'm going to go ahead and give you these 7 ways to make it happen. Here's number 1. Ladies, as you know, it always and always will start with vision. You've got to write your vision and make it plain for what you want to see. Now, don't forget, stop listening to people telling you that a vision has to be 10 years away or far off, because truth be told, you know, God could give you a vision that's due in the next 30 minutes or the next 15 minutes, right? You can have a revelation or a vision of something that you want to do just for the holiday season or just in the next 30 days. So a vision is whatever comes to your mind. It's whatever you're gifted to think of and to see, right? And so, again, don't put a time limit or a time cap or some rule on visioning, because there really isn't. The most important part of a vision is that it must always involve the creator, and that would be you. So the beginning of making your vision happen is to take it from your mind and, of course, to write it down. So this is part of the first step of success in laying your foundation. Here's number 2 in your routine of action, is establish goals to support your vision, right? This is a divine system that God has already laid out for us. And so many times we often forget about the routine of the divine order, but it really is. I want you to think of something right quick, right? Side note, our whole life is revolved around a system, right? The rising and the fall of the sun each day lets us know the time. It lets us know when it's time to rest and sleep. You know, and we have so many different environmental systems in our universe, our planet, that God has created. And so, again, visioning is no different. And so everything that you do for your business begins with a vision, a master goal, and then you establish smaller goals to support it. Now, one of the things that you need to understand about goals is that goals are the sparks that ignite your vision. And it's no longer just in your mind, but you've now brought your vision into reality once you write it on paper and you start pushing goals to that vision. So that's important for you to understand, because you can't really make anything happen with your vision. Whatever ideas you've got cooking up, nothing can happen unless you establish goals to support them. And then number three, once you have established your goals to support your vision, now you actually need to hold yourself accountable and establish and set deadlines, are better known as milestones, so that you can be held accountable by yourself, your coach, and others that you may have shared it with, right? So each goal that you set should have a deadline date attached to it. Don't start digging deep into your thought like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to have enough time to do this. I don't know if it can get done. Just write a deadline, and as the owner and creator, you can always tweak and change later on. Here's number four. And as we talk about routines for success, we're talking about routines for action, meaning these are actions that you actually have to take, and the order that you should take them as the boss lady, as the CEO and leader of your business. Number four is create tasks to support your goals. Again, create tasks to support your goals. This is very key. You may not know this, but tasks bring your goals to life and start them in the implementation stage. Without them, your goals remain dormant. So if you're wondering, I know I set a goal to do a specific thing in my business, but why is it that I can't seem to get the goal accomplished? It could be simply because you haven't properly set the right task to your goals, right? So again, you need to always remember that tasks bring your goals to life, and it helps to start the implementation process. Here's number five in the routines of action. It is to identify any challenges to accomplishing your task. So often, we'll write out the vision, we'll write out the goals to support the vision, we'll write out the task to implement the vision, but then we're still stuck, right? And why are we stuck? Because we have not identified the challenges to doing the task. And this is usually where a lot of businesswomen get stuck and caught at. And so you want to pay particular attention to this. A task is not completed because the challenge is presented, so you must come up with a solution, okay? A solution to the task. So before you put any task in your planner or delegate it or assign it, you always want to look at any challenges to accomplishing the task. That's very important. And after you have found solutions, you're now ready to move forward and keep working with the task or delegate it, which leads to number six. Action, delegate, follow up. Okay, now, ladies, come on, let's face it. Taking action can sometimes be daunting. It can be a daunting task itself. And for many of us, the lack of action is often caused by fear and the lack of, you know, the belief required to move forward. So the thing that you need to understand about action is that the word action in and of itself is a verb. It means to move forward. It means to get started. And so, again, it's key here that you understand at this point, when you have identified your vision, you've supported it by identifying goals for each vision, you've supported the goals with by identifying and listing out the task to accomplish the goal, and you've even identified the challenges, but now it comes to the point where you have to make a decision on how you're going to take action. Are you going to delegate or pass it on to someone? Are you going to delegate it, pass it on to someone else, or are you yourself going to take action on it? Either way, what you need to understand is that the process of follow-up is actually required, okay? Now, the thing that you have to remember that if you decide to delegate a task, and this is where the routine of action really is important, is that you always have to have a detailed description of the task and expectations regarding the task. You can never push something off to somebody and just expect them to do the task and think that they're going to do it the way you want them to if you've never given them the instruction to do so, right? So in delegation, you have to have a delegation system in place, complete with follow-up on your part, right? And so as you work on your goals, it's going to be important for you to keep in mind the deadlines and follow up on any tasks that have not been completed. And if you've delegated, to schedule follow-up time to have short meetings with the individual that you've delegated the task to. And last but not least, as we look at the routines of action itself, you have to make sure that you've identified habits that prevent you from accomplishing your dreams and your goals, okay? And as we have been talking about routines and habits like this last couple of months, you guys know how important habits really are and how they can wreak havoc if they're the wrong habits, right? There are some habits that have a negative impact and they can literally, again, wreak havoc on your life, no matter how deep your desire is to accomplish your vision and your goals. It will not happen if certain ingrained habits prevent you from doing so. You don't believe that you have habits that will prevent you from accomplishing your dreams and your goals? You are so wrong, my sister, because all you have to do is go back and look at things that you have not accomplished. You have to go back and look at things that you really felt were a part of your heart, your passion, but for whatever reason it didn't get done. Well, what you need to know, it didn't get done because there were some habits that held you back, and that is the truth. And so this is why we are covering and looking at and reading the book Atomic Habits. Why? Because I have come to understand that for women, often enough, our issue in becoming successful and being who we need to be really isn't about we don't have enough money, we don't have enough people supporting us. It's often really all about us. It's often about we have the habit of fear, we have the habit of moving forward, we have the habit of worrying too much about what other people are thinking about us, we have the habit of procrastination, we have the habit of not getting things done, and those habits have ingrained themselves and are holding on for dear life within you, and as a result, They come up, those habits creep up whenever you're trying to do some big things in your life. And this is why you need to get to know the most important person in the world, and that is you. Did you know that just because you are you, it doesn't mean that you actually know yourself? Is that crazy or what, right? But it's true. A lot of us walk around every day and we really don't know who we are and how we function and why we think the way we think. And it's so important for you to know you. It's important to get to know yourselves. And yet there are some of us that know ourselves and we're not being truthful about it. So it's important for you to have that quiet time every single day to really prepare your mind for greatness every single morning and really get to know yourself and love yourself in a way that's going to produce beautiful fruit for you, right? And that includes financially producing the money that you want to have in your life. There's no one that knows you like you. So it's important to evaluate why you haven't accomplished certain goals in the past, why you haven't moved forward to take action on the things that are most important to you. And you've got to understand, my sisters, what's holding you back from doing so. What do you have a habit of doing that's getting in your way? What do you have a habit of doing that's getting in your way? So again, I want you all to know something that's very important to my heart, and that is I love you with the love of God. I have such a passion for helping other women. Maybe it's because I have failed in so many ways in business, and the things that I have learned from my failures actually have helped to catapult me and push me to be successful. And I share my failures with you just as much as my successes. Why? Because I don't want you to go down the same path. And I'm letting you know right now, it took me a long time, maybe over 15 years, to finally figure out and realize that my success hinged on my habits and my mindset. That it didn't matter if I had a challenge of not having enough money, that I had a challenge of not necessarily knowing the right steps or having the right tools. Those things are key, but those things won't hold you back because there's always a solution to jump over the hurdle for those things. But what will hold you back more than anything is when you yourself don't realize that your habits, your beliefs, and your thought paths are really the keys to your success, and that if they are not, you know, created and built in the right way, then they will work against you. And this is why it's important for you, again, to start every single day out by tapping into your own personal power and preparing your mindset for greatness. Because throughout the day, there are so many images, there are so many things that are going to come your way. And we just jump at every single offer and opportunity, and we just get our own selves confused. So you need to calm it down. Take a deep breath. And every morning that you wake up belongs to you. You need to praise God and be grateful for the day and go right into preparing your mindset for greatness by tapping into your own personal power. So very, very important. So there you have it, ladies. You have, you know, seven routines that you can use consistently to really help yourself be consistent in success altogether. You do these seven things. And let me just go ahead. I have a couple of people that just text me. And you guys really listen because you just text me on the new number I have, the new text number I have. So I see it. Cheryl, thank you. I can always depend on you, my sister from New Jersey, to always text me and ask some really good questions. So again, I'll quickly go over the seven ways to make it happen. These are seven routines for success. Number one was to write your vision and make it plain. Number two, establish goals to support your vision. Number three, set milestones for accountability. Number four, create tasks to support your goals. Remember, it's the task that begin implementation of your goals. Number five, identify any challenges to accomplishing your task. Don't work on a task until you have overcome the hurdle that it presents. And then number six, action, delegate, follow up. Remember, you've got to take action. You've got to delegate and you've got to follow up either way. And then number seven, identify habits that prevent you from accomplishing your dreams and your goals. Now, those are the seven routines for success. And remember, a business routine is actions or tasks that are performed as a regular procedure. So that means that you really need to be looking at these as a part of your routine for your success. These are the steps that you go through in order for you to accomplish success in your ideas, on your projects, and anything that you're doing. This is the blueprint for making it happen for yourself. And if you follow this blueprint, because I do, I can tell you that it works 100% of the time, okay? Very, very important. So there you have it. And remember, each of you should have a set routine that you consistently practice to support your goals. And remember, the purpose for your routine is so you can stay focused on your priorities, which is so very, very important. And even now, ladies, don't forget, as we come into this holiday season, go ahead this week and plan for your holiday campaign, whether it's going to be a service or a product. Let's go ahead and do that. You can make it work. And I'm encouraging each of you, if you'd like to discuss your holiday campaign and you've already had a free consultation with me for the year, I am giving you a bonus consultation right now to discuss specifically your holiday campaign and how you can market yourself for the holidays. But here is the thing. I am not giving you any time to waste. Your deadline to do that is today. Okay, I will say today by 12 midnight, you have until 12 midnight to schedule your power talk. So to schedule your power talk, you simply go to womenaboutbiz.net and right there on the homepage, just scroll down a little bit midway, you are going to see free coaching session. Just click and schedule there and get it done today. I am not giving you any days for your bonus coaching session. So if you've had one, I'm giving you a second. If you've had more than one, and you guys know I'm a big giver, then go ahead and schedule a paid consultation with me. Come on, you can do this. If you want to talk about marketing yourself for the holidays and doing your holiday campaign, I can get you started on that. I am very good with ideas, brainstorming, and looking at ways to get attention and pull attention to what you have to offer. So again, you have until 12 midnight. If it comes after 12 midnight, my system's going to send you an email and let you know you didn't make it on the deadline. So you have from now until 12 midnight to schedule your power talk. And so you need to go ahead and do that right away now. Again, I also want to just remind everybody that there is a new phone number that I have, and definitely want to call it out again. There's a new phone number that I have for texting that you're going to receive reminders from or encouragement from me on. And so I want to give you this new phone number. It's 470-287-8080. Now, it's a text number only, but you can text me and communicate on this number, 470-287-8080. This is the new text number for the show. So when you receive text coming from me, you will automatically know that it's Trina Newby or Successful Woman Radio, you know, texting you. I don't want anybody to be knocked off guard and go, okay, who is this texting me from this phone number? So again, I'll be announcing this throughout the rest of the year, but put it in your phone address book, 470-287-8080. And it's a text number only, and just put, you know, WAB texting number or Successful Woman Radio, or put SWR texting number, but some way to let you know that it's me, Trina, that is texting you. This has been a phenomenal show today. We have a little less than 5 minutes left in the show. And so for those of you who would like a copy of 7 Ways to Make It Happen, again, 7 Ways to Make It Happen, 7 Daily Routines of Action, I would love to email this to you. All you have to do right now is press *1 on your phone, *1 on your phone, and I'm going to personally email you a PDF copy of 7 Daily Routines for Success, and I am going to provide it to you quickly. So all you have to do is just press *1 on your phone, and let's see, who do we have here? Okay, if the last 4 of your phone number is 8238, congratulations. You will be getting a copy of 7 Daily Routines for Success. Who am I speaking to? You are live on the air.
Hi, this is Coach Liz.
Hey, Coach Liz, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I am doing just fine. Well, you will be getting a copy in your email of Daily Routines for Success. Thank you for listening to the show today.
Thank you.
Okay, and the next person we have, the last 4 of your phone number is 4254, 4254. You are live on the air. Who am I speaking with this morning?
Hey, Trina, this is Yvonne.
Hey, Yvonne Abraham, one of our longtime listeners of Successful Woman Radio. You will be getting your 7 Daily Routines for Success. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, the next person, the last four of your phone number is 1270-1270. You are going to get the 7 daily routines for success. Who am I speaking with live on the air today?
Hi, Trina. It's Charlene Bronner.
Hey, Charlene. How are you? Another long-time listener of the show. How are you doing?
Welcome.
You'll get a copy email. Have a beautiful day.
Okay. You too.
And then, let's see, we'll choose one more person. Last but not least, if the last four of your phone number is 3874, 3874, you will be getting your personal copy of 7 Daily Routines for Success. Who am I speaking to live today?
Hello, Trina. This is Diana Bird.
Hey, Diana. Congratulations. You're going to be getting a copy of 7 Daily Routines for Success via email. Congratulations on that. Have
Thank
a beautiful
you.
Day today. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so there we have it. We have four prize winners you'll be receiving within the hour, the 7 Daily Routines of Success. So glad that you were all able to listen to the show and take advantage. It is my desire that you guys literally are very productive this week, that you are experiencing success this week, and that you are going to stay focused. Take care and stay blessed, everybody. Bye-bye.